Okay, make sure that you're nice and comfortable. It's going to be about 30 minutes, so you can sit nice and easy for 30 minutes without tormenting yourself and just feeling good where you're sitting. Yeah. Close your eyes. And just start off by feeling your body, making sure that the body is at ease. And if there is any problems anywhere, you can now ease those problems at the very beginning. Yeah. In particular, if you have any tensions in the body, if you have any tensions in the stomach, for example, after a long day, take a few deep breaths. Just allow the tension to dissipate on the out-breath. If you have any tensions in the shoulder region, again take a breath, allow all the shoulders and chest to expand, and then as you breathe out, allow the tension to dissipate. And if there is any part of your body where you have like a persistent tension or persistent pain or whatever it is, then just send a few kind thoughts to that body part. Say, thank you for supporting me through all these years. Now is my time to look after you. May you be well, may you be happy. Some gentleness and softness to the body always goes a long way. It's important at the beginning of every meditation to make sure that your body is completely at ease. So keep on going through the body, keep on checking the body until you feel 100% relaxed. And only then should you really move on to the next stage of the meditation. find that when your body relaxes, the mind also starts to relax. And the next stage of the meditation is just to continue the relaxation of the mind. And the way to relax the mind is just to have an acceptance of the present moment, allowing things to be, not controlling, sitting back and just observing and allowing things to be. When you do that, if you don't interfere, then you find that things start to calm down all by themselves. Just try to feel the beauty of the peace, how wonderful it is to be able to just sit there and to be relaxed, having nothing to do, and just experiencing peace. And try to feel the beauty of that peace. Allow, suck in the peace from the environment, if you like, and see how beautiful it is. And then allow it to grow inside of you. now I'd like you to bring to mind the qualities of a beautiful person, somebody you respect, somebody who has a good heart, somebody who has many beautiful qualities. It can be a fantasy person, it can be a real person. But remind you of all these good qualities that sometimes are found in people out there. Bring all those qualities to mind. Think of a particular direction, like the north, for example. It doesn't matter where it is, just imagine the northern direction. And remind yourself that there are lots of people out there with such good qualities. People with good hearts, people who do kind things, people who are generous, people with compassion, people who are like a light to the world. There are many, many people like there out there. And imagine the northern direction. I wish all the people out there, all the beings, with all these wonderful qualities, may you all be well, may you all be happy. And then bring your attention around to the eastern direction. And again, imagine again all the wonderful people who are out there. And in the east you also find the Dhammasara monastery, with all the nuns practicing to the best of their ability. And include them as well in your metta meditation. May you all find that contentment and peace in life that we're all searching for. Now bring your attention back around to the southern direction, all the people to the south. And remember how often, how difficult it is in life, how often life can be difficult, how often it can be hard, how often one meets with disappointments and problems. And still, people are still kind, people are still good, they still have kindness despite all the problems and difficulties in life. What a wonderful thing that is. And also include the monks down at Bodhinyana Monastery, and wish them all well, wish them happiness, contentment, and peace. And then bring your attention around to the western direction. And this time also remind yourself of all the animals out there, animals on land, animals in the ocean, and how vulnerable these animals are, and often how difficult it is for them to find happiness in life because of that vulnerability. And in many ways human beings are a bit like animals in the sense that they are vulnerable too. Remember this, and wish all the beings out there, animals, humans, whoever else might be there, may you find freedom from these problems, find contentment and happiness. And then, very last, bring the attention back into this room and just reflect for a moment how wonderful it is to have so many Kalyanamitas, beautiful friends to travel the spiritual path with, friends and acquaintances. What a wonderful gift that is for yourself and everyone else to have these people around you who can help you and who can travel this path together with you. May everyone here, may all of you, may you find true contentment and happiness in life. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation, so please sit nice and comfortably again. Yeah.